This is Diane Hawks at the Address Realty and KCNR. I've been racking my brain trying to figure out how I could be of assistance to some of the car fire victims. So, I would like to donate 25% of my commissions to four families who have lost their homes in this horrific fire and wish to relocate in Shasta County. Even if you haven't yet received your settlement, you could call me now to reserve your commissions. Call Diane at 530-227-6401.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Conservative, quirky, from the Fox News studios in New York City. Get ready for a fresh look at the day's events. It's the Tom Shalhoub Show.
Tom Shalhoub, welcoming you on this Thursday to the Tom Shalhoub Show. We have queued up much to talk about, and we also have breaking news on the Kavanaugh front that we want to discuss, and it affects all of our conversations about it. The Democrats and everyone but the accuser of Kavanaugh, basically. Democrats, Republicans, everyone except for Kavanaugh himself and Kavanaugh's accuser have been heard from over the past 48 hours. The president, Democrats, Republicans, talking heads, etc. So we have a lot of reaction from them. And I have my big question of how low can they go? Because they're going low at this point. Democrats are going low with their strategy. They're laying it all out on the table. And it's becoming quite obvious what their intentions are. But to the breaking news. This is the headline from the New York Times. Kavanaugh accuser opens negotiations on testimony next week. Now, it's interesting the way this news is going to be. If we get reactions from prominent Republicans or the White House or anyone associated with Kavanaugh, we're going to bring them to you. And let me know if you guys get any sound from the White House or any Republicans. What we're seeing are the headlines. She's prepared to testify. Ford prepared to testify. Kavanaugh accuser is prepared to testify next week. Oh, interesting. Is that the breaking news? Not really. The real breaking news, it's actually an honest headline from the New York Times. Kavanaugh accuser opens negotiations on testimony next week. So, we're seeing negotiations. So, is she open to testifying or not? Well, that's where things get difficult. The woman who's accused Justice Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault has told the Senate Judiciary Committee through her lawyer, in an apparent bid to jumpstart negotiations, that she would, quote, be prepared to testify next week. She doesn't say Monday, which was the deadline she was given. Next week. That could be as late as over a week from now, right? Could be, if she says next week, could be a week and a day from today. Would be prepared to testify next week as long as senators offer, quote, terms that are fair and which ensure her safety. There's a lot in there, isn't there? So on the safety end, they were talking about death threats and everything like that, and that's obviously serious stuff. It's not only serious stuff, it's all too common now. Senator Collins has received death threats. To which, who was the senator? What's his name? Stallworth? That said, in response to the fact, she tweeted out the fact that she and her office have been deluged with death threats. And a Democratic congressperson or senator, we're going to look him up. What's his name? Stall something. He appears on Fox News Network a lot, Fox News. And I can't think of his name, but I'll tell you. But his response to her was, boo-hoo-hoo. Boo-hoo-hoo for your death threats. He since had to apologize because that was a ridiculous tweet, but I'll get the exact guy from you. Look it up if you guys can. Stallworth or Stalwart. He's not an impressive guy. He goes on, I've seen him on Tucker and I've seen him on other shows. I can honestly say, I mean, I don't know if it's his intellect. I don't want to take any swings at his intellect, but he's one of your more vapid Democratic senators. And I don't know, I don't know if it's because he's not too bright. I don't know. But he makes Eric Swalwell. Is that what? Stallwell or Swalwell? Swalwell. He's from California, right? Yeah. He's one of the worst argument makers. He's one of the worst point makers in the business. And I always feel embarrassed for him when he appears on Fox News, whether he gets grilled by Tucker, which is, you know, an unenviable position, let's face it. But he is one of the most unimpressive people I've ever seen in politics. He has a nice smile. And like I said, I don't want to just... I don't want to unfairly tag him in any way, because he might be a bright guy. He's just terrible at making points. So Eric Swalwell, and he doesn't seem to be that nice of a guy, because he said boo-hoo-hoo to his fellow Senator Collins, because she has been receiving death threats. You don't say boo-hoo-hoo to that, okay? So there's a lot of death threats going around. Most of them are just ridiculous, obviously, and you know, people getting on the phone, acting like jerks and being terrible, and it's nasty. But the problem is, when you get them, that doesn't provide you any comfort, because you got to walk to your car when you leave your office, and it's terrible. So this woman apparently has come out, and there's probably, who knows, you know, emails, people found her social media, so there's been threats and everything like that. So of course, in this heated environment, someone's going to be concerned about testifying. So I'm sure if she did testify before the Senate committee, she would be granted a great deal of protections and security and everything like that, right? So one can only assume that. But it's the part where she says she would be prepared to testify next week, doesn't specify a day, if the senators offer terms that are fair. I mean, it looks like we're opening up another can of worms. This is why I said yesterday, I said to you folks, should they even wait till Monday for this? Because you know they're using this as a tactic to stall. And they want to stall this thing until after the election. We all know what they're doing. So should we trust her, Democratic activist, lawyer, and Christine Blasey Ford is the accuser. The lawyer is Katz. She has a couple of lawyers, doesn't she? Because I think she was quoted with someone else was speaking for her. Deborah Katz is her lawyer. A Democratic activist who ironically said that Bill Clinton should, we should not believe Bill Clinton's accusers. Isn't that interesting? She also was a defender of Al Franken. Deborah Katz, I'm not kidding. She's on record on all of this stuff, guys. She's very cautious when Democrats are accused of anything. But in here, a fair hearing. We must hear a fair, have a, an F, we have, must have an FBI investigation before Monday. I mean, lunacy. So, do you take this for what it's worth, or does this seem like another stalling tactic to you? Megyn Kelly is very impressive. She is, we're talking about people who are good at arguing. I was very impressed by Megyn Kelly's argument. She was on with three Democrats, and they were peppering her with all of their Democratic talking points, and she would not have it. Now, she's very fair. You know she's no right-wing person. They used to try to paint her that way because she was on Fox News, and the left wing would attack her. But you know her history with Donald Trump and everything else. She has good legal training. I don't know what her law. She was, I think, a lawyer, or she went to law school anyway. She has great experience with the law, and she is pretty good at arguing about prosecution cases and defense cases and everything else. She's always good when speaking of the law. Here she is with her panel. I mean, I can't say enough about the whole segment. She was on for a long segment. We can't play all of the sound for you. But here she is rebutting argument after argument from the Democrats.
You think the FBI is going to come out and say she's telling the truth?
No. They're going to have interviews of all the other people. They're going to investigate and figure out whether there are other people who have relevant information.
And those, that's part.
clap, clap, clap. There are no other people so far. From what we know, there were two other people named by this accuser. Both of them said, oh, by the way, this didn't happen. I mean, that's not including, I guess there was another guy in the room, but there was some other guy that was supposed to be at the party. And the two other people that she named, both of them said, nah, didn't happen. Obviously, Kavanaugh said didn't happen. So I don't know what they're talking about, all these people that are going to be interviewed for their veracity. They've already said no. Okay, go on. Here we go. Go on, Tom.
With me, but the point is that she, at this point, is refusing to testify at all
because
unless she gets to
that.
Dictate the process. But you have to understand, or listen, I'll bring you in. You have to understand, Christine Blasey Ford, who I want to testify, I've said publicly she should, and I actually think she would find it a very empowering exercise, and I think she'll regret it to the day she dies if she doesn't do it.
And she's not saying that she won't testify. She's just asking for this independent gathering of information.
But she's not in charge of the U.S. Senate.
And this is very difficult
for her. But there's a process, Dan. You know, women who are sexually assaulted don't want to go into federal court and testify at all. They don't want to be cross-examined by the
other. I know.
And you know what? They do it. And they cannot say to the judge, it'll be under my
term. They don't do it in a week.
That's still relevant after this headline. You're seeing a lot of headlines, and you probably, if you turn on cable news, you'll see some lower thirds on all of our different cable news stations saying that she's willing to testify. It doesn't look like she's any more willing to testify than she was before because she's saying, I'm going to testify as long as you meet my demands. She's making several demands, and like Megyn Kelly says, that's not allowed. You can't do that. Again, does this make it more likely, this latest round of let's open negotiations, does it make it more likely that these are credible allegations or less likely? I'm wondering, from your perspective, what you think. 833-852-4866. 833-852-4TOM. The Democrats' angles are very interesting. Headline on the Huffington Post. Brett Kavanaugh liked female clerks who looked a certain way, Yale student was told. It's by someone named Emily Peck. It's an almost unbelievable article. And you know I don't like to get outraged and say, look what these people do. Look at this person. They have no right to be in journalism. They're there. These are the people who work at America's newspapers and websites. And the Huffington Post gets a heck of a lot of traffic. Brett Kavanaugh liked female clerks who looked a certain way, Yale student was told. So this is an article that is casting Judge Kavanaugh as someone who has weird/creepy tastes in his female law clerks. But when you get down to the nuts and bolts of the article, someone made a comment off the record. I mean, She was an anonymous. An anonymous person came forward to Miss Emily Peck of the Huffington Post and said that when she was up for clerkships with judges, one of the judges that she was quote-unquote warned about was Judge Kavanaugh. She used the word warned, and the word warned appears 3 or 4 times in this article, that it was a warning. She was given a warning. She was given a warning by who she said was Amy Chua and her husband, Amy Chua, who's been on the show, Tiger Mom. Amy Chua is a friend and a confidant of Judge Kavanaugh and supports Judge Kavanaugh and says nothing but the best things about him. She says he's wonderful and I have nothing but good things to say about him. She has recommended several people for clerkships. This anonymous person said that Amy Chua gave her notes on how to dress when she went in to meet with Judge Kavanaugh, and that reflects weirdly on Judge Kavanaugh. And how to present herself. She said she asked her to behave in an open way. She wanted her to be very to behave in an open way. What was the word here? There's a whole lot of talk about how she was warned, but a certain look, she said. Amy Chua's husband said she was supposed to have a certain look. And then Amy Chua came in and called her and I guess consulted her. And she told her to be outgoing. She told her to be and dress outgoing. I don't even know what that means. I don't know how you dress outgoing. But I don't even know if we're talking about an anonymous source saying a secondhand quote from someone, but she claims that she was told to be and dress outgoing. Amy Chua responded to this article by saying that the only thing that Judge Kavanaugh ever looked for was qualifications. Highly qualified people. That was her response from this. In any case, this whole article is dressed up as an anonymous woman was warned, but there's no warning referred to in the article, only that someone consulted her and told her to be outgoing. This is the narrative that's happening here. You start with an accusation, and then you start to throw these other things in here. This is a truly reprehensible article by Emily Peck. It is really a dark and ugly thing that she wrote. 833-852-4866. But that's what happens. That's the narrative that gets set up. And this is all freelancing. This is not some kind of conspiracy like, oh, somebody, Dianne Feinstein, called this writer for the Huffington Post. Once they set the narrative in motion, the media picks up the baton and they run with it. And that's what's happening here. And it's going to happen for another week or so. And you can bet, I'm telling you something, there will be nothing happening on Monday. Next week, she's willing to testify next week with certain conditions. Now she's bossing around the panel. I'm telling you, they should call an immediate vote. Yes or no? 833-852-4866 is the number. Tom Shalhoub will be back.
Give Tom your 2 cents. Call 833-852-4TOM.
833-852-4866.
Tom Shalhoub.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-233-8540. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-233-8540. That's 800-233-8540. 800-233-8540.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-545-0785. That's 1-800-545-0785. Again, 1-800-545-0785.
Incredible Inventions is coming to Turtle Bay Exploration Park September 29th through January 4th. Follow in the footsteps of famous inventors like the great Leonardo da Vinci and Archimedes through 50 interactive exhibits, great for all ages. Incredible Inventions is organized by Artisans of Florence and is presented by Five Star Bank and Redding Rancheria with support by Shasta Pathology Associates and Dutch Bros Coffee, the Reznor family. Incredible Inventions is included with park admission and always free for members. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
Election Day is fast approaching, and the issues at stake in any election are important to all Americans, as each of us has a vital responsibility to vote on November 6th. Well, many people choose not to vote because they don't believe that their vote counts, or they don't know enough about the candidates and the issues. Well, Pacific Justice Institute has prepared an important free guide called The Church and Politics. Now, this guide will help church leaders understand their legal rights to provide their congregations with information to inform them about the upcoming election. Visit pji.org and download this guide for free.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Join us for the third annual Nick Dahl Memorial Golf Tournament on September 22nd. Proceeds from this event sponsor housing for local homeless veterans at the Reading Veterans Resource Center. Since 2016, this event has sponsored housing for 41 veterans. Having a safe place has enabled many of these vets to begin rebuilding their lives by receiving much-needed VA medical care. Many have obtained employment, enrolled in college, or even transitioned into their own housing. Together, we are making a difference for our local veterans. For more information, call 227-7808.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Please join me for the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, 11 to noon, on KCNR 1460.
Even the New York Times admits, they, in their headline, to their credit, Kavanaugh accuser opens negotiations on testimony next week. I think that the Grassley and the Republicans should say, look, the invitation still stands. Show up Monday. We're going to give you a respectful hearing on Monday. Either be there or not. Enough with all this stuff. What do you think of that? 833-852-4866. John in Atlanta, Georgia.
Hey, Tom. Just wanted to comment on the Kavanaugh situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, they need to take the vote now so that they get this out of the public, because the public's going to drag him through the mud already. They are, by saying that he sexually assaulted her. Even in the Megyn Kelly bite that he just ran,
yeah.
He has not sexually assaulted her. She is claiming he threatened her. I mean, it's going to get worse and worse and spiral out of control. If a man is accused of a sexual crime, you're guilty in the public opinion. So, they need to talk to this person, but the media is running wild with it now. And just the more people hear that he sexually assaulted her when he didn't, and it happened in high school. I mean,
Do you think they should vote now before the weekend, or they should do the schedule on Monday, no matter what they?
No. Yes, they should continue with the schedule on Monday, because they're just going to make this get worse and worse and worse.
Yep.
By extending it out.
Which is what I think they want to do, John. That's true. They would love to drag it out because the media is going to do their part. As long as there isn't any hearings, they would love to drag it on, and they would love to have the Republicans hold the meeting without her and then claim, oh, the Republicans are rushing, and she didn't get a chance. She was willing to testify this week, but they pushed it up to Monday. They will continue, and the media is going to amplify it, and they're going to do their end of the job, and the Democrats are trusting them to do that. Ann Coulter said, if this nomination goes down, the media is running this country. That's what she said. She may be right.
purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
They're at it again. It's yet another attempt to add more government bureaucracy to healthcare. This time it's Proposition 8. And who's behind 8? One labor union trying to impose new government bureaucracy on every medical dialysis clinic in California. It's a complete abuse of our initiative system. And even worse, it puts bureaucracy between patients and their doctors. And Prop 8 will force dialysis clinics to cut back services or shut down, sending thousands of sick patients into already crowded ER rooms. Experts warn Prop 8 will cost taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars. Join groups representing doctors, nurses, and taxpayer advocates in voting no on 8. Stop this costly dialysis proposition. Paid for by no one. Proposition 8. Stop the dangerous dialysis proposition. Sponsored by the California Dialysis Council. Committee major funding from DaVita and Fresenius Medical Care North America.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Reading, California, 96003.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460.
We got the limbo music on. Everybody limbo. See how low they can go here. How low can they take this argument? Everybody, jump in the limbo. How low can you go? Chris Matthews last night. Chris Matthews, you've got to hear this. It doesn't even need an introduction. Chris Matthews.
They confirm Kavanaugh next Thursday. He becomes a lifetime member of the Supreme Court. He's in business on the court, deciding issues like Roe v. Wade and things like that. And come the Sunday night or the Monday night before the next election, the midterm elections, the accuser, Dr. Ford, appears on television and gives her full story to a reporter, to an anchor person, and it's deadly. It's deadly, and they're stuck with this confirmation. I don't think they're going to be very happy with that scenario. If I were the Republicans, I'd think 2 or 3 weeks ahead or even a month and a half ahead and know where you're putting yourself.
It's a nice court you got there. You wouldn't want anything to happen to it, right? I'm Chris Matthews. You know, I'm just giving advice. You know, if I was a Republican, it's unbelievable. The amazing thing is, Matthews, his show's called Hardball. Most of the time it isn't really Hardball, but he knows about hardball politics, and he's right. He knows what the Democrats are going to do. They will wait until they have the maximum advantage, and then they if they don't get what they want in this hearing, they will go to the press, and like he said, they'll do an interview, and it will be deadly. It'll be deadly, he said. What does he mean by deadly? Well, an interview can be as deadly as anybody wants it to be. All you got to do is see the kind of pieces that they produce on network news, and they can make someone look pretty bad, which is why I don't think anybody should ever sit down with these people anymore, and I'm always amazed that anybody does, including the president. I don't think the president should sit down with Lester Holt of NBC. There's absolutely no upside in it, no upside whatsoever. I don't know why anybody would ever go on 60 Minutes. Why would you go on 60 Minutes when they can shoot you in those super close-ups and then they can edit it however they want? And then it just shows them sitting in a dark room in one of their captain's chairs there saying, wow, that was a real expose. No, it wasn't. You guys made it up. You made up your story based on chopping up somebody's interview and adding your own commentary. Why does anyone subject themselves to that? 833-852-4866 is the number. How low can you go, I'm asking you, of the Democrats, and how long can they string this thing out? I mentioned the Huffington Post article. Brett Kavanaugh liked female clerks who looked a certain way, Yale student was told. Now, this is an anonymous source who says, who tries, they speaking of mangling, they take quotes out of context to create the idea that Judge Kavanaugh has strange fetishes. And the word fetish does appear in the article somewhere near the end here. They just use the word, you know, fetish in a way. Someone in the interview uses the word. They try to make it seem like Brett Kavanaugh has weird requests for the way that women look. Now, how do they come to that conclusion? Someone told the woman that, I think it's a woman from the article. It's an unnamed source here. I think it's a law clerk. I think it was of course it was a woman. Someone told this person that Amy Chua is the person giving the advice. She said that she advised me to look, to be and dress outgoing. A strange way, the way she added dress in there. To be, did she say be outgoing or did she say you have to dress outgoing as well? She said that she could perhaps send her pictures of what she was going to wear. This is something that apparently, according to this person, Amy Chua has done with many people. She did, however, quote, say that she offers members of her small group, that's people who seek her advice on meeting with the judges, the opportunity to send her photos so you can help them figure out what to wear in interviews. So she's done this with many people and many different judges. So she offers job advice. Like job interview advice, how to act, how to dress. Yeah, and send me the outfit you're going to wear. Have you ever asked anyone, what should I wear to this job interview? Yeah, that happens. They put all of this together, and they try to make it seem like Judge Kavanaugh is a weird, creepy guy. These are the kind of things that the media is going to do with the story while we wait. The longer we wait, the longer it will go on. 833-852-4866. 833-852-4TOM. How low will they go? How long can they stretch this out? David in Houston, Texas.
Well, hey, Tom.
Hey.
I knew a guy, a sheriff, not a sheriff, a police chief in a medium-sized city who was accused by his ex-girlfriend of a sexual assault 1 week after he publicly proposed to his current girlfriend to marry her in front of thousands of people. And yeah. The Texas Rangers came in, and they did an independent investigation, and they exonerated him. And he had the option of actually filing charges against her or filing a false report. So none of us know what happened. You know, they may not really know exactly what happened. But the accuser is asking for a full and complete investigation by the FBI. And what that tells me is that, well, you can just ask yourself this question. Someone who's falsely accusing someone of something like this, no matter how far back it is, the last thing that they want would be a full and complete FBI investigation. This is a college professor who would be risking going to jail and being charged with a crime if she's lying. And so she's calling
She'd only be charged with a crime, David, if she testified, and then they would get her for lying under oath. That's the danger, is that she would say something that wasn't true or that they would, you know, catch her. I understand you don't want to testify in front of people who are kind of prosecutors. But this person you spoke of in your personal story, did they refuse to give any testimony before the investigation took place? Did they say, conduct an investigation and then I'll tell you what my side of the story? Or did she tell of the assault and then they had the investigation? Which order was it in?
Well, it's just like this. This woman has informed us of. Well, I mean, that's already happened.
It hasn't happened, David.
If she's asking for an investigation by the FBI, she knows she's going to be questioned, right?
She has to start by giving testimony. To start an investigation, if you're the only one who has the information, which she's already said she is.
She has not said she's the only one. In fact, just the opposite. And I wonder why the GOP doesn't want that investigation. And I also wonder,
David,
why the GOP.
They can do it after. She needs to come in and she has to say what happened. She's saying, I'm not going to tell you what happened. You guys figure it out, and then I'll tell you what happened. She's refusing to testify, David. What you're saying is, and I know that your person in your personal story didn't do it this way, as Josiah asked you, and you didn't answer the question. Your friend, did they testify first, or did they say, I have something to tell you, investigate it first, and I'll tell you afterward?
Yeah, but she's saying, I will tell the FBI, not put it in a courtroom first. First you tell the investigators, and then it's presented in a courtroom. The courtroom
is
the Senate.
David, wrong.
Okay?
Wrong, David. She's not charging someone with a crime. She came forward only for the purposes of this nomination. She's not alleging a crime. She's not saying, I need somebody prosecuted. The only thing this is coming forward in terms of this nomination. So they're saying, okay, we have a committee. You have to come and testify before us. And then she's saying, no, it has to go in the way that I want it to go. She's making very strange demands, David. And if she had any kind of credible accusations, she can go and she can put her testimony down. And then if there's anything credible there, then they could have an investigation. You can't do it backwards. It's never been done in the history of the world, David. So why is it happening now? Maybe because this is all politics. Thanks for the call. Let's take David in D.C.
Hey, I wanted to know what you think is our next step. So suppose Kavanaugh gets confirmed. How do we as Republicans cover ourselves from then on to keep this from happening again?
Well, this is the problem with the current conversation that everyone's afraid to have. Chuck Schumer said yesterday that as a victim, it's her right to come forward whenever she wants or not come forward anytime given her choosing. So that's the thing you're dealing with in the world now, is that there's this idea that we don't have the normal rules of justice don't apply to this very specific type of crime. So we're living in that modern world. And then people say, well, this is a Me Too movement. We have to respect it. Well, none of it goes against the normal rules of justice that we have, right? So what do we do? Someone has to get out there and say that. Someone has to say, hey, guess what? A U.S. senator said something very bad and dangerous. He's calling for a special class of crime that doesn't follow the normal rules, to protect someone who's accused. And this is the kind of thing that's happened on college campuses. So I think that someone needs to tackle this head on and make a big national issue out of it. Do you agree, David?
I agree. I think that there needs to be an investigation to find out exactly what Dianne Feinstein really knows about this, whether there's been under-the-table conversations, whether, you know, I'm sure there was an agreement between Dianne Feinstein and this lady saying that she, you know, they'll pull the nomination as soon as you come forward and you don't have to testify. And as soon as they said testify, she got all scared.
Yeah, well, she said she didn't want to testify, and maybe she didn't because she probably knew that, there would be, you know, it's obviously a lot to deal with. She just wanted, I think, I don't know, there's no proof of it, but I think she wanted to be able to do something to allow the politicians to slow down this thing, and they said, okay, this accusation is not something that's going to hold up through a question and answer, so that's why she kept it hidden, because she got the information in July. She sat on it until the very last minute, and then she released it, and it was leaked. The woman's name was leaked by Democrats, and now people in the press aren't sharing that information with you, that they're saying, oh, shame on the Republicans. Wait a minute. Shame on the Democrats. They're the ones who leaked this woman's name, and then they're claiming, well, she wanted anonymity. Well, why did Dianne Feinstein's office, because it was the only one who had the information. Well, actually, no, there was a couple of Democrats because she shared it with other Democrats first, and then it was leaked to the press. So some Democrat leaked it, and now they're saying, how dare people be so mean, and this woman needs protection and everything like that. They're the ones that leaked her to the press. So, yeah, David, I think they got to – at this point, they should be really going hard against Dianne Feinstein and other Democrats who were the ones who perpetuated this whole thing. 833-852-4866. Frank in Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Hey, Tom. Great, great show. I think the Democrats have out-trumped Trump because basically this is all about everything they're doing, Tom. You have to put it in perspective through one prism. It's about energizing the base and getting people to turn out in November. The world after November – we'll see. If this strategy works, then it's Katie bar the door. The Democrats will only ratchet up more and more. If it fails, we'll just see how much they're able to hold themselves together. So this is all about election politics. And forget about substance, forgetting about who shot John and who did what and why she didn't want to come forward. It's all nonsense. It's all election politics. And I give the Democrats credit. They have scooped Donald Trump. Normally, he dominates the news. Now they are. We'll see how long that lasts.
Yes. Thanks, Frank. And I think you're right. They have, if you admire dirty politics, the Democrats have really done well with this week. Republicans are playing defense. The question remains, and we'll know by the end of next week, whether their defense strategy works. It is not a strategy the president's fond of. You can remember after the Access Hollywood tape was leaked, and I think strategically leaked at the right time just before one of his big debates. What was his response? His response was to bring Juanita Broderick and Paula Jones to the debate and have them sit in the front row. That was a bold move. You got to admit it. We have got to admire the president on that. Now, this maybe this is not the time. He was running a campaign against Hillary, so if the nomination of Kavanaugh hangs in the balance, maybe cooler heads prevail. But, you know, you got to admire that kind of meeting fire with fire. 833-852-4866. We'll be right back.
Take Tom with you anytime. Download the podcast at TomShalhoub.com.
Great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
when you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-233-8540. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-233-8540. That's 800-233-8540. 800-233-8540.
The annual Reading East Rotary Ducky Derby is coming September 30th at Reading's Codwell Park. Be a part of the Reading East Rotary's effort to keep our kids drug and alcohol free. First prize is a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina, valued at $2,700. Details and all the other amazing prizes, sponsor, or ticket information, go to readingduckyderby.com or call 225-8583. The 29th Annual Ducky Derby, September 30th in Codwell Park. Get your tickets today. Brought to you by KCNR 1460 AM.
Hi, Lance Beck here, President of North State Security. Celebrating our 50th year of operations in Northern California, I wish to thank the Shasta County community for such great support over the last five decades. In appreciation, North State Security is having a contest. We are giving away $1,000 in gift certificates, $500 from R&R Meats, and $500 from Costco to the individual who come closest to guessing the total number of accrued man hours of North State Security officers have worked throughout the past 50 years. North State Security allows but one entry per family. Provide your guests for total hours worked in the 50-year period. Full name, home address, and phone number, then submit either in person or by mail to our headquarters. That is North State Security at 1970 Hartnell Avenue, zip code 96002. The winner will be announced Friday, November 30th. Submit your pick on total number of hours security officers have worked in the past 50 years for a chance at $1,000 in gift certificates. Submit on a full sheet of paper in person or mail to North State Security at 1970 Hartnell Avenue. Best of luck and stay safe.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Join me Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for my all-new sports show where I discuss local, regional, and even national stories, as well as bring on guests with incredible sports knowledge. So join us Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Tom Shalhoub, back with the Tom Shalhoub Show. Here are the headlines. Kavanaugh accuser Christine Ford opens the door to testifying next week. That's on the Fox News website. Ford prepared to testify next week, her lawyer tells senators. ABC News. Oh, okay. People are thinking, oh, she's ready to testify, right? CNN. Ford lawyers say she's open to testifying, but not Monday. They already said she's not going on Monday. I thought that that was left open. But they explicitly said, the lawyer said, it is not possible. Testifying Monday, however, quote, is not possible, and the committee's insistence that it occur then is arbitrary in any event. So then they go up about, you know, it's not safe or she's not safe or whatever. I tell you, the president should send the Secret Service to wherever she is, a big line of Secret Service with the lights going on and guys, agents running alongside. And he should say, hop in. We're ready to go. We're taking you in safety to the to the hearing. What do you think of that? 833-852-4866. I'm serious. If Republicans fall for this, that they're going to keep moving the goalposts because this is obviously a delaying tactic, if they fall for this, they are a bunch of saps. I'm telling you. Scott in Salem, Alabama.
Hey, so I love your idea of sending the security team to bring her up to the congressional hearing and let her testify.
Yeah, agents running alongside. I love it.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And you know what? Trump just might do something like that. The fact that this, if these guys, if the Republicans, first of all, if they let it continue to be delay this confirmation, that's why Trump was elected. That's how come he came out of nowhere and just absolutely destroyed the other candidates in the primary and then destroyed the Princess Hillary in the general election because of things such as this. I disagree with a couple of your previous callers. One of them said it's a great move by the Democrats. Well, we will see how great a move it is. The fact that Donald Trump is in the White House, and I'm going to use that word one more time, because he destroyed Jeb Bush and the other anointed ones primary because of situations like this.
So, Scott, Scott thinks, I want to take another call here before we go. Scott, thanks for the call. Scott thinks electorally, even in the electorally speaking, because we have an election coming up for Congress, he thinks it's going to help Republicans because this is the kind of thing that fires up the base. What do you think of that, Marty, in Wichita, Kansas?
Yeah, I tend to agree with that. I think this is going to fire up some people. But really, I was calling to get your opinion on something, on a thought I had, Tom.
Yeah.
I think that Judge Kavanaugh could really turn the tables on these people, on this lady and the Democrats, if he was to come out this afternoon and say, I'm going to sue her for defamation of character. And that would show, first of all, that he has no concerns at all about it being investigated, about the whole thing being checked into. And then, you know, secondly, it would really just change the perspective for a lot of people where, you know what, he is the victim here.
Yeah, it's
that's my opinion. I was kind of wondering what you thought about that.
I mean, it's an interesting attack. He's obviously among the most conservative. He wants to kind of sit and wait this out. And if indeed he is very confident that he wasn't there, that he's sure this is all going to come out, even if there is a delay. So maybe he's, for that reason, taking the conservative approach. But to say I'm going to sue for defamation would certainly be an aggressive tactic. What do you guys think? Thanks for the call, Marty. 833-852-4866. Now that she has said, I'm prepared to testify, but not Monday. It's a showdown, guys. Who's going to blink first? You think the Republicans are? This is Tom Shalhoub.
Dana Perino.
I think that trust is becoming the most important factor in news.
Harris Faulkner.
Our responsibility is to ask the questions that are difficult and to demand answers of those people who are in power.
With the experience I've had in working at the White House, I think I'm better able to understand what's going on behind the scenes.
I'm part of that machinery at Fox News that works so hard to make sure that you not just know it first, but that you know it correctly.
On Fox News Channel, real news, real honest opinion. No holds barred talk, can't miss documentaries, specials, and more. Plus, your favorite Fox News personalities. This is our time, and this is going to be our place. Fox Nation, coming soon. Sign up for updates and be the first to know. Go to foxnation.com now. The Fox News Rundown is a weekly morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Find it now on foxnewspodcasts.com.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
ACNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, the Laura Ingram Show, your healthy radio addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, drive home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460 with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding.